Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. 9 years ago, British Petroleum had an extreme makeover. It became Beyond Petroleum and sported a friendly green and yellow design, something somewhere between a starburst and a sunflower. Well, now that cheerful logo is a big, fat target for protest art. Thousands of new BP designs dripping oil are flooding the internet. Boston University professor and media analyst John Carroll says BP has lost control of its own public identity.
Well, you've got two elements that they're taking off on. One is the name. So you've got BP turning into biggest polluter or big problem or burst pipes. And then you've got the image of the logo. And all of a sudden, you've got a globe covered with oil. You've got pelicans covered with oil. I mean, one of them is a remake of the famous Eddie Adams Saigon execution photo from the Vietnam War. And it's a gas pump being held to somebody's head, and he's being shot with it. It's extremely powerful, but all of them have a sort of a damning impact on BP.
And the irony here is they put a lot of money into making that logo so immediately recognizable.
They certainly did. They spent about $100 million a year for the last few years promoting their brand as environmentally conscious. And BP had done a good job. By some measures, they had a very positive brand image. And this is important when you wind up in a crisis situation, because the stronger your brand image, the more possible it is to weather these kinds of environmental disasters and also publicity disasters.
How have companies faced with big PR challenges dealt with this in the past? And can BP look to them and rescue their image here?
Well, the textbook case for how to address a crisis like this is Tylenol from 1982. They went out and spent $300 million repairing their brand image, and they built their market share back up because they were able to go out and control the message. The big difference now for BP is they can't control the message. Advertising used to be this one-way street. Now it's a two-way street. It's a conversation. You don't create your brand anymore. You collaborate with consumers to create your brand. In good times, that's terrific. In tough times, that becomes an obstacle that's very hard to overcome.
There's a faux BP Twitter account out there that is wildly successful.
Yeah, it's got 130,000 followers and counting, while BP's own Twitter page has 12,000 followers. So that's one indication of what happens. And YouTube, for instance, there's Typhoid Tony Hayward, the CEO of BP, who has to be the worst spokesman since Comical Ali over in Iraq. I mean, this guy puts the damage in damage control. He has his TV spot up on YouTube. It's been viewed by 160,000 people. The explainer on Al Jazeera has been viewed by 1.6 million people. So BP finds itself in this situation where A, nobody believes a word they say, B, reality trumps PR every time, and C, they can't control their message even if the first two weren't in effect, because there are too many competing voices out there.
You know, one thing I've noticed recently is if you do a simple Google search or Yahoo search and you enter oil spill, the first thing you see at the top is something that BP paid to be there. That's, I guess, their way of fighting back. They've apparently bought the search term.
Yes, they have, and they paid a premium for it, too. I saw one piece that said they were paying up to $6 a click. There's something Orwellian about it, but it's all part of the game. But a lot of times, it just isn't enough, because the wave of bad publicity keeps coming out, like the wave of oil that keeps coming out underwater. I mean, when you have a website that just shows oil coming out of your leaking well 24 hours a day, I mean, it's very hard to come up with an image that counters that.
Is this the end of that redesigned BP logo? Do you think that can survive this, or is that history?
I think that they're going to have to make a decision. You know, have they lost control of that to an extent that they need to go and completely retool their image? Anything they do at this point creates a problem for them because they can't trump reality. I mean, they've got Tony Hayward in a TV spot with pristine beaches behind him, and all it does is remind people that those beaches are not going to look that way for very long.
If you were in BP's PR team, would you say, we got to get rid of Mr. Hayward, he's got to go?
I would. I'm not usually in the business of creating ads for other people, but I would certainly consider putting some workers in the ads to say, we've lost 11 of our coworkers. This is devastating to us, and we will do everything we can to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again. The human element is something that they could possibly use to their advantage, at least to convince people that there's some sincerity and there's some humanity behind what they're doing.
So this is having some, I'm sorry for the pun, spillover effects. But in the world of baseball, batting practice is BP. And now that even that is sadly tainted.
Yeah, apparently down in the Florida State League, the Brevard County Manatees have decided that they don't want to take batting practice anymore because they refer to it as BP. So now they take hitting rehearsal, which is a little bit like the Freedom Fries from back in the beginning of the Iraq War. But that's how far it goes. And big things, small things, they all add up. And they reach this sort of crescendo that's almost impossible to control and almost impossible for BP to get its voice above.
Media analyst John Carroll at Boston University. He also blogs at campaignoutsider.com. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeff.